Governing autonomous systems presents some thorny challenges. That's why we focused on developing the CC401 Agent Governance Framework. It centers around three core principles vital for advanced AI: identity, enforcement, and accountability. Think of this framework as a practical blueprint. It's designed to foster trust and bring much-needed transparency to the world of AI. The central challenge is this: without governance, agents possess unrestricted access. Think about it. They can alter files, run commands, even extract sensitive data. For instance, the commands rm, rf.env, and git push force can be incredibly destructive without proper authorization. Our solution addresses this by ensuring agents operate only within their authorized scope. Think of system architecture as a series of essential checkpoints. Every request follows a specific path. First, identity is verified, then boundaries are negotiated. Next, actions are authorized and memory is sanitized. Finally, everything's permanently recorded. It starts when agent manifests are passed to a trust broker. Both then feed into the policy engine. The policy engine also draws information from tool execution and the memory governor. Every agent needs a YAML identity document. Think of it as their security clearance and job description, all in one. Each agent has a unique ID and a capability tier that's a measure of their skill level. There's also a data exposure limit, keeping things secure. The document specifies exactly which tools the agent can and cannot use, plus how many tasks they can handle at once, both broadly and in depth. It's all about defining boundaries. Privilege management is key. Capabilities flow up the hierarchy, but agents are restricted to their assigned tier. Think of it like this: an observer, at level 1, can only view data. A builder, at level 3, gets unrestricted local bash. However, even with those privileges, they can't jump the line. A level 3 agent is blocked from using higher-level tools like WebFetch. This ensures no one exceeds their authorized access. Here's how the policy engine decides if a tool can run. The runtime gatekeeper examines each request in order. First, it verifies the tool's manifest. Then, it checks against deny and allow lists, tier assignments, and trust levels. Modifiers are applied as the final step. If everything clears, the tool is authorized. If any check fails along the way, the tool is blocked from running. The trust broker manages delegation, using time-to-live tokens to prevent system overload. Think of it this way: delegation breadth is on the horizontal. A parent agent delegates to 3 subagents, but a 4th is blocked, preventing resource exhaustion. Vertically, we have delegation depth. A parent delegates to a child, then a grandchild. We block the great-grandchild, capping chain links to avoid infinite recursion. A key security principle is parent-sealing enforcement. Delegation narrows permissions, it never widens them. A parent's authority can't exceed its own. Consider this: if a parent manifest is set to level 4 and a child requests level 5, the child's effective capabilities will be level 4. The intersection is what matters. The parent can't grant what it doesn't have. Data classification uses a hierarchy, with data ceilings controlling memory rights. Think of it like this: regardless of an agent's trust level, the data classification determines what happens. At the highest level is restricted data. It's unconditionally blocked from being written. Next, confidential data requires a queue for approval. Internal data is stored if the ceiling allows. Public data? This diagram illustrates how our memory governor sieve classifies content using regular expression patterns. The primary goal is preventing sensitive data from being improperly downgraded when mixed with less sensitive information. The engine evaluates content starting with the most restrictive level and moving down. The first match determines the classification, so the most restrictive match wins. To ensure immutable accountability, we use what we call the audit bus. Think of it as our governance system's infallible memory. Events are written, but never altered or deleted. Concurrent writes and reads happen thanks to the SQLite database. Write, ahead logging, or wall mode, enables these actions without blocking agents. The data is append only, guaranteeing tamper resistance, which is essential for compliance and post-incident analysis. Audit events are the definitive record, the what, who, and why of any action. Here's one in JSON format. See the reason field? This specific event was tool-blocked. That means the agent didn't have sufficient trust level. Audit events fall into categories, and understanding this categorization is very important. System resilience requires a nuanced approach. This decision matrix helps determine when to bypass errors, like a fail open or graceful degradation, versus triggering a hard stop or fail closed. Think of it this way: a missing governance plugin might not halt operations since it's a non-critical value. Add, and existing workflows should continue. Governed agents operate within a lifecycle prioritizing identity, enforcement, and accountability. Consider this. An analyzer with read access at level 2 successfully passes through its policy gate. Part 2 of the practical is worth half the total points, so let's walk through what's needed. You'll create agent manifest YAML-ULs for trust levels 2, 3, and 5, paying close attention to the bounds. Then, you'll need a tool classification YAML-UL, correctly categorizing at least 10 tools across exempt, standard, and elevated tiers. Finally, you'll implement the policy engine's 6-step checkflow, making sure to handle all those tricky edge cases.